This is a lunch with Mick and Redbeard. I know I haven't had an episode out. I mentioned my brother had been in an accident and kind of took me away from doing that lately. But we'll get back around to that schedule.
Yeah.
I hope on having last month's episode out this month sometime. Might not be by the 15th. But anyways, enjoy us talking. If you are interested, we talk about a thousand different things from physics fun to dark tales to little Superman stuff and all around.
Also, if you've been looking for episodes and occasionally you find the websites down, I think those issues are resolved. I had to upgrade our server.
I got a message from General Lee today that said it was down. He said your blog, mrb.mcred.com, was down.
Yes, I know what the issue is. There's a corruption in the database. I have to go fix it.
Okay. I didn't know if it's the same thing or something different.
It's something different.
Okay, well, now it's time for lunch with me, Mick.
Hey, and me, Redbeard.
Yeah, it's lunchtime. So you saw something about John Romita riding a drunk?
Yeah, John Romita is supposed to be one of the upcoming issues of Superman. He's supposed to have Superman getting drunk.
It makes sense since his new solar flare, like, removes his superness for a day.
So he just decides to go out and drink? Well, let's get the full human experience going here.
I don't know. I know what there's one coming up. It came out, actually, last week. I haven't read it yet because we haven't podcasted. I like to podcast about the one, whatever. But, where he's apparently going to fight the Justice League or something. That's going to be the first. A one-off that John Romita Jr. writes himself.
Really?
Maybe that's one where he gets drunk and then he gets his powers back while he's still drunk.
I don't know. I'm just hoping he practices a little bit more and can draw hands in proportion.
Practices. I'm not sure he could practice. He's set in his terrible, mangled, injury video hand-drawing ways.
I thought for sure they were going to say that, what's his name? I want to call him Xavier. That's not it.
Jeff Johns?
No, the character in there from the
fourth dimensional. Whoa. Mixie Spittler?
No, the guy that he just fought in this last.
Oh, yeah, Ulysses.
Ulysses. God, yeah, I thought for sure Ulysses' father was going to have some kind of fifth dimensional arm or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Maybe you put a coat hanger in there?
Like, you can't even draw people that don't have hands, right?
It's just a limp shirt. And you drew it up in the air.
Yeah. Why did it look like that?
So, but no, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Okay, so I said I've been watching Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Beats the crap out of Ben Affleck's freaking Daredevil movie.
Yeah.
By far.
Not hard, I'm sure.
The choreography alone in it is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to the point where he's fighting and he's tired and he looks like he's tired fighting. It is not just a joke.
Is it finished? Are you finished?
No, not yet. But what I've seen so far, and there's references to New York after the Avengers destroyed it, basically, with aliens.
It's part of the MCU, then.
Yeah.
That's cool. Avengers was good. You haven't seen it yet, right?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping to find some time.
Here's my problem. Weekend. Avengers, when I saw Avengers, I was like, maybe the best cinematic experience I've ever had. Full theater, everybody loved it. The movie was great, it was fun. Audience was into it. But, so I was excited for Avengers, thought it was going to be great, it blew my mind. I was excited for Avengers 2, having already had the Avengers 1 experience. So, in ways, it didn't match up, because the audience wasn't as into it.
Well, you saw it pretty close to its opening night. Uh-huh. Did you see the second one very close to its opening night, or you see it way later?
Yeah, I saw it Monday. Came out Friday. Friday.
I can never do that. I don't know.
Opening weekend is the best.
Well, I have a wife that likes comic books and geeky stuff. So it's really a challenge for me to be able to go out and do that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, Katie saw Chris Hemsworth in Captain America.
Oh, she'd be in.
She's like, those are the guys that are in Avengers?
They're in the Tudors, right?
I was like, yeah.
No, 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 that was...
That's Henry Cavill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's and I said, yeah. She goes, oh, no wonder Keisha likes these movies.
They were by far... What's this guy's name from the Tudors that's in Superman?
Henry Cavill.
That dude is a beast.
Yeah, he's a freaking brick house.
That was a... I was like, okay, that's a beautiful man. I'm very comfortable with saying that.
Mm-hmm.
When we came out of the water after lifting that,
oil rig.
Yeah, the oil rig. I was like, yeah, he's awesome.
He's not shaving his chest either.
Yeah. Be like a real man.
Yeah.
You don't have to look like a Calvin Klein model. Nobody looks like that, and you shouldn't want to, because you look sick and emaciated.
Captain America doesn't look sick and emaciated, or Thor.
Not anymore. When Captain America first started out, he was not. He was like Lieutenant America.
How did
and
they do that?
It was all CGI.
But I want to watch the special features. I remember I didn't think about it until about halfway into it, and I was like, "Wait a second! He wasn't really that scrawny, but he looked. It looked perfect.
It did. They did a pretty good job. What theater did you guys go see the Avengers at?
The new one.
Yeah.
At the Regal with the reclining seats.
That place is awesome.
It is awesome, but you can't pack enough people in there. And they're not near as excited because they're not on the edge of their seat. They're laying down.
I'll give you that. But it's reserved seating, so you can reserve your exact position in the theater before you ever get there.
That was awesome. That's what we did. What about Tomorrowland? Some previews for that.
I feel like, I felt like that was made for Nicolas Cage to play the role. When I see the previews. Yeah.
If you said that about pretty much any movie, especially a weird one like that, it'd be awesome.
I have high hopes for it. In some ways.
Do you have any clue what it's about?
Only a little bit. And it seemed interesting and it seems fun.
I can't tell at all. Can't tell at all.
It
seems almost Matrixy. The newest trailer that's on Avengers makes it seem kind of like the Matrix to me.
Really?
You seen the one where they're in George Clooney's house?
It's never a good place to end up. How old is that girl? She's like 15. Don't get out! Get out! No, I haven't seen that trailer. So I guess, I need to watch this. There's a couple of movies that are like
that. I thought I knew what it was about, and then I saw that, and now I'm confused.
There's a couple of movies that have a similar concept to The Matrix, but they're nothing alike. Did you ever see The 13th Floor? I'm trying to think of who was in that.
I worked in the theater when it came out, I just never saw it.
It was interesting. It was like visiting an AI, and the AI, I think, ended up creating its own AI that lived on its own inside of a computer.
Was it like Being John Malkovich?
That's a whole other thing. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, what is this? It's so bizarre. It was great, though.
Mm-hmm. And about stupid. But they didn't even attempt to explain it, right? They're like, you're crawling here, and all of a sudden you're in John Malkovich's head.
Just a door in an office building.
Not the character that John Malkovich plays. You're actually in John Malkovich's head.
John Malkovich is John Malkovich. But yeah. I'm really curious to see where John Romita takes Superman. I think there's some high hopes that will fail to deliver.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, okay, I know that...
right now he's got my hopes set pretty low. So, he could easily surpass things.
Okay, so I know... This kind of goes back a little ways. I know that Neil deGrasse Tyson was in an issue of Superman. I have not read it. But I know that, I'm not even sure how this is supposed to work. I guess if you try to wrap your head around it a little bit, it it can make sense. So Superman travels to Earth as an infant in a pod,
mm-hmm.
and the Krypton's exploding,
mm-hmm.
and in that particular issue of Superman, that star's light is supposed to reach planet Earth. Or that exploding planet's light is supposed to reach Earth. I guess the fallout. Did that end up affecting Superman?
Did it end up affecting him?
Like, taking away his powers for a while? For, like, you know, a millennia or so before all of it completely, before it died out, the light was gone again?
Oh, you're saying that when the light from Krypton made it to Earth, did that physically affect him and his powers?
Yes.
No.
It never did.
But that's a good point, though. But
why not?
Comparing it to Kryptonite. I don't know. It's just, if I'm trying to play comic book scientist. yeah, I mean, so radiation in space, like whenever a sun has a solar flare, and the light from the solar flare hits you, that's just the photons. Now, the actual content of the solar flare, if it was directed at Earth, would arrive minutes later.
Right.
That doesn't travel near as fast. And it would also be, since it exploded out in 360 degrees cubed, or whatever. I don't know. That sounds really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
But yeah,
the rest of it would bounce around the magnetic.
Mm-hmm. And covering 27 light years is a lot different than one astronomical unit of 93 million miles. A light year is like 4 trillion miles.
So that's 27 light years to his planet?
Yes.
So, if he got there...
Yeah, Neil...
How fast did he travel to Earth in order to get here and just to be an infant?
Apparently, either faster than light or through a wormhole. But they don't describe... They don't tell you anything about that. You just know he's been there since he's a baby. And those are two possible explanations, I guess. They don't talk about the technology of how the ship got there.
Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about opening wormholes and what kind of power that would take.
I'll listen to that one.
That's insane. What did he say? It was like several of our sun's energies combined in order to do it.
And you couldn't keep... Was that to keep the throat open? The throat of the wormhole open? Is that what they're talking about? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So... My question is, would you still be able to get through it, or are you going to need another one just like that on the other side to open it back up on the other side?
I think that's what he was talking about, was it was open to the other side. Well, in Interstellar, though, I kind of briefly remember them talking about...
Science of Interstellar's out now.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was great. Mm-hmm. They had this... They're talking about the wormhole being a sphere. And remember, they had to hit it at a certain angle to go the places they wanted to? So they could travel, like... to a number of different places, one wormhole, based on the direction they hit it.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Although that was neat. And supposedly that really works, in theory, if the mass of the center of it is a certain amount.
I really liked how Christopher Nolan was so totally not... He didn't pretend at all. Did you let you listen to it?
Yeah, it was great.
Like, he was like, I love to talk about it. He said, the math's lost on me, but the general ideas, I feel like I can talk about, you know, just for fun, basically.
Evidently, they did a really good job of artistically representing the opening, the 3D opening of a hole, that no matter what angle you look at it, it's just a hole.
Mm-hmm. A hole in three dimensions, being a sphere.
They did a really good job of making that work.
Mm-hmm. And Kip Thorne, the science.
Oh, yeah.
Offered what they call them. Whenever they're
advisor or whatever.
Advisor, yeah, that works. Nolan acted like Kip Thorne was very matter of fact. Like, of course it's sphere. It's a hole in three dimensional space. It's going to be a sphere. And they're like, come on, you can't, of course it's a. I think that's even what he said in the podcast. Was like, it's like, no, you can't, of course, me with that.
I was trying to figure out what that would look like. This is something that's bothered me for a long time because I was like, this would be incredible.
Oh, he's got the whiteboard. He's going to draw on.
So I was wondering if it would look like this, if you were to represent it in a 2D fashion. no matter which way you turned it, it's always like that. But how, you know, so it was like, how do you flip a sphere inside out without it being still a sphere?
How do you flip a sphere inside out?
Well, okay, because here's my thing. When he described the, I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson he was talking about.
That looks like that Russian 9/11 monument, by the way. I'm not going to say anything else about it.
I got to look this up. I have no idea what you're talking about. They were saying, okay, so this is a one-dimensional representation of a square. This is a two-dimensional, and then you can make it the three-dimensional cube.
He's drawing a cube now. Okay.
And then in order to make it a four-dimensional, you're basically, the amount of points is, or the points being connected to each other is a representation of each dimension.
Okay.
And so in order to get to the fourth dimension, you have to connect the cube to a cube, basically. But he does this on a video, but I haven't looked it up yet to see how he did it.
Is that a Tesseract? I don't know.
In the Avengers?
Yeah.
Marvel.
Well, it's not a Marvel invention. That's, Tesseract is a physics thing.
Probably. I don't know. And I wasn't allowed in physics when I was in high school. My counselor said I was too stupid before being in AP Physics, so I became the physics club president.
What a jerk.
I know. So, whatever. So I'm a software developer now, and you're still working at a school.
Which is a very honorable profession.
Yes, if you're in it for the right reasons and trying to actually help people. When you're a guidance counselor, it says that you're too stupid to be in something.
And may have thought he was just telling you, like, what you needed to hear.
Maybe he did, because I'm here where I am now.
He's gonna need to hear he's so stupid. That'll push him to be president.
Yeah. Eat some more hot dogs on that budget.
So you'd say you're pretty much over that, though. You're not upset about that anymore.
No, I still am. I think our public school system is crap, and there needs to be a big change in it.
But how did what he said make you feel?
Don't give me that crap. Mixed kids go to a private school, too. Don't listen to that crap. Obviously, you don't believe in the public school system, either.
Yeah, not the ones in my district.
So there's supposedly a video where he draws that representation.
I thought you said mixed kids.
Whoa.
Like, mixed kids. I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
I would bring a race into this.
You're saying, like, Nick.
I like culturally diverse schools. Let me just go on record saying that.
Yeah.
I enjoy the schools my kids are at.
Go to private school, too. Hijacked. Sphere inside out. I think I turned my brain inside out.
I tell my kids stuff like that all the time. It's like, all right, envision a basketball. So how do you turn that out inside out without it still being a sphere? Or I'll ask him, explain to me in detail what infinity is to you.
Yeah.
I always get some crazy answers. And sometimes they're thought-provoking. I've written a few of them down. I have to pull them out sometime.
Kids
don't have all those blocks up, preventing them from really being able to speak. So, I remember asking Griffin when he was 2 or 3 years old, hey, what's the meaning of life? Row, row your boat. I'm like,
I remember that.
That's cool.
Yeah, dude, just keep rowing.
Just keep rowing.
Stay above the water. You know?
It's the whole point.
Watch out, man. Every now and then, the stream's going to get kind of rough with that white water. Just keep rowing.
When Elliot was real little, she used to tell us that people were on the other side of the cracks playing us like video games.
What cracks?
So that she could see through walls.
No, was she talking about a physical crack somewhere? Or could she
see
a crack in space-time?
There would be no crack in the wall. And she said, sometimes I can see them through the cracks. They're playing us like video games, is what she said. I was like, wow.
How old was she?
2. And this continued for a while. She would freak her out every once in a while. She'd come tell us.
I can see them through the cracks.
They're playing us like video games.
You gotta submit that to r/creepy. r/creepy. Oh my gosh.
blew my mind. And she's always had these, I love her artwork from back then too. She'd always draw these crazy little headed creatures. And a lot of them look like SpongeBob. She drew them amazingly well for such a young age.
Mm. I tell you what my oldest drew a few years back when she was like 5 or 6. She's always been into like haunted stuff and scary stuff or whatever. But she drew the house. And it was like a haunted house or whatever. And then it was 2-story. And the second floor in the middle window was somebody standing there. And I said, oh, what's that, a ghost? She said, no, it's somebody trapped in screaming to get out. I was overcome with terror for a few minutes, thinking my daughter had imagined that. But
oh, we need to talk about the paralysis through fear and night terrors. Sometimes
you want sleep paralysis, night terrors. Did you have it?
No, but it baffles me.
I had it that one time, man.
I know, and it has freaked me out ever since.
I probably had it more than that and forgot it, but dude, it was so messed up. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine being a kid and have that happen and not know what it was.
Oh no, huh? That would, I don't know, I think that's one of my fears.
I tried to move with all the power I had. I was trying to move to turn around and warn Katie, my wife, and all the power I could move, I could kind of feel myself gently rocking a little bit.
Wow.
And then I don't even know if I was doing that, but that's what it felt like I was doing. And I was going, because I was trying to yell for her to look over there and see this thing that was moving. That wasn't moving, but in my night terror, I could see what was over there.
I really like the concept of lucid dreaming, or, you know, like kind of limbo stage of, you know, you're waking, but you're not. Or, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but your eyes will be open, but you're still dreaming, and it kind of plays with the reality around you.
Sounds like augmented reality?
Yeah.
But
I've had that happen
your
before.
Actual perception?
I've had it happen a couple times, just being in a weird state and tired and initially waking up and thinking I was, like, fully awake.
But that sounds like schizophrenia.
Huh?
It sounds like schizophrenia.
Is that...
Well, they actually...
Was schizophrenic for, like, 2 seconds in the morning?
Yeah. They see things or hear things, and if they're under whatever kind of scan it is where they can see brain activity, the parts of your brain that could register hearing are lighting up, like they're actually hearing. Like, when they say they hear voices... They're actually hearing voices. Their brain is lighting up like they're hearing audible voices.
Wow. That's crazy.
Like, not just hearing the voice in your brain, hearing audible voices going through your ear, activating those neurons.
Well, my wife has a cousin that is schizophrenic, among other issues. It is insane sitting there, like, watching him when he's having an episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's unworldly. It's not natural. But, one time I was on Ambien, and I didn't feel like I was asleep, but I was dreaming, like, I was basically hallucinating of some sort. And I was terrified. Just because stuff was happening that shouldn't. But I think I was my eyes were closed. I think I just wasn't fully resting.
I heard of 3 Ambien-related suicides last year. Two people I know, and one person was a friend of a friend.
Really? You're taking too much?
I don't think so. One of them was just doing regular housework during the day, or nighttime, and the wife was making dinner. And she saw him walk by, and he walked out to the garage and shot himself.
What?
Just out of the blue. No note, nothing.
Oh, man, that's...
Had a successful job, just left one job to take a new position somewhere else that was better.
Wow. Well, I only took it while I was on some other medication that was making it so I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I took the Ambien to counteract it for a little while because I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, have you listened to the episode of the Nerdist where Chris Hardwick's talking about suicide stuff.
Who's he talking with?
I forget who it was. He was on some kind of medication.
I think I may have heard that.
And he said it was a very mechanical response. Like, time to kill myself.
Yeah, I do remember that. Was it Dr. Drew, maybe? I don't know. I think I heard that one.
I can't remember who it was, but it was incredible. I was like, whoa.
He's like, yep, not going to take that anymore. He said, I remember saying that. Oh, yep, time to go kill myself. Like, wait, no. That's a bad idea.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I mean, medical science is in its infancy, and neuroscience is cosmic dust still gathering, because I don't know. The stuff that we used to do for mental illnesses is just insane.
Yeah, psychology is a very new science.
Well, pharmacology is not that new as far as, like, the synthesized drugs, synthesized versions of stuff that people used to take for things.
Obviously not, as the lawsuit ads will advise me.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. So the listeners aren't completely bummed out. Anyways, Redbeard's got the Watchmen over here in physical form, and I've got it digital, and that's how I'm going to read it. But I opened up the first page because I've never read it. I'm already hooked. Oh, speaking of suicide, there's a guy standing on top of a ledge looking down onto, like, the sidewalk, and he's like, well, it's really high up here. Down at the bottom, it looks like there's a big red stain with the Watchmen smiley face down there. So I'm wondering.
I'm looking forward to going through that with you. There's some stuff I just don't want to read on my own. Like, I want to be able to talk about it with somebody else.
I got Spin, by the way.
Yeah,
I had listened to the first few minutes of it, but I was working, and I realized that I didn't hear the last 20 minutes, so I had to stop listening.
Just put it in while you drive and just kind of think about it. There's a lot of details in it that do not matter. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of pieces. It's like it goes on and on about people's stories, and it, in the end, it really, like, those stories really don't matter. It's like some details in those stories matter, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then the overall story probably could be told in about an hour, but it's drug out for 3 books. But it's really good.
Well,
plus it gets a little hobby.
This is the very end. I'm probably going to throw this part in at the beginning. But anyways, this is Lunch with Mick and Redbeard. I know I haven't had an episode out. I mentioned my brother had been in an accident and kind of took me away from doing that lately. But we'll get back around to that schedule.
Yeah.
I hope on having last month's episode out this month sometime. Might not be by the 15th. But anyways, enjoy us talking. If you are interested, we talk about 1,000 different things, from physics fun to dark tales to a little Superman stuff and all around.
Also, if you've been looking for episodes and occasionally you find the websites down, I think those issues are resolved. I had to upgrade our server.
I got a message from General Lee today that said it was down. He said your blog, mrb.mcred.com, was down.
Yes, I know what the issue is. There's a corruption in the database. I have to go fix it.
Okay. I didn't know if it's the same thing or something different.
It's something different.
Cool. Well, I'll probably just go run this thing, noise cancellation, and email it to you. If you could, you have the MiFi, you could just throw it on.
Yeah.
Not gonna do any post anything except just remove the noise cancellation. The audio quality is going to be a little bit lacking since this is my phone recording it. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is Mick. Bye.
This is Redbeard.